You're with SBS Radio.
It's really nice, big ripe fruit, ready to go.
The strawberry harvest is in full swing on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. Guido Zemins from Timor-Leste is among seasonal workers picking fruit on one farm to support his 12 brothers and sisters.
I work to get money to build a house, to pay my younger brothers to study.
Around 50 workers bring in 35 tonnes of fruit each day across two properties run by second-generation grower Ray Daniels. He says their hard work is crucial to help his business survive.
They have saved us. It's been very, very tough. We're right on the wire.
You know, the strawberries need to be harvested every 3 days.
But with fruit ripening on 4 million plants, Ray Daniel says the farm needs three times more workers.
We're 150 people. Is crucial to just make sure this farm operates properly. We don't have 150. We're working with the government now.
The government says 27,000 Pacific Islanders are ready to work here, but quarantine arrangements and caps on international arrivals are preventing them coming in. A new agricultural visa addressing farm worker shortages will be in place by the end of September. It is expected to double the number of Pacific and Timorese workers to more than 24,000. It's a move welcomed by the National Farmers Federation President, Fiona Simpson.
Australian farmers are in a desperate situation, exacerbated by COVID at the moment, but we have certainly known about a lack of workforce for some time. Fortunately, the government has put in place a new tool in terms of the ag visa, but we're probably not likely to see the results of that this year.
The ongoing shortage of labour is not the only challenge farmers face this year. Strawberry prices have plummeted, some markets selling at $1 per punnet. This as Ray Daniels' business was slowly recovering from a recent needle crisis.
We took a $4 million hit when that incident occurred, and it's meant that we've struggled with our overdraft and trying to pull it back in financially.
With prices low and workers in short supply, growers are spraying out healthy plants they cannot afford to pick. Ray Daniels again.
We've knocked out about 1.5 million plants now. We're down half of where we should be. So our turnover has halved from where we'd budgeted.
It's the same story at a small farm nearby owned by Adrian Schultz, president of the Queensland Strawberry Growers Association.
As a result of these low prices, you know, I've had to make a decision to walk away from 42,000 plants, which is basically half our farm at the moment. We have to spray them to kill the plants off. Once they're dead, then we can start pulling up all the irrigation and removing the mulch. And otherwise, we're going to go broke.
Almost half of Australia's $430 million annual strawberry yield comes from Queensland, and Adrian Schultz wants labourers fast-tracked to save their farms.
Having to make these decisions is heartbreaking. It's a slow-moving train wreck. I think it's going to get worse.
Meanwhile, the plea to shoppers, take home extra while you can. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.